It's now time for the MLB.com Cut 4 Cast, sponsored by The Cutoff Man. When you're throwing home, there's one guy you definitely need. The Cutoff Man. And now here's the cast.
Hello and welcome to the Cut 4 Cast. I'm Dakota Gardner. We've got a good show today. We'll be talking about the most interesting and intriguing 2015 MLB storylines. We've also got to bring up who we're most excited for spring training, who we most want to see. But first, I want to welcome to the table two of my fellow Cut 4 writers, Gemma Kaneko.
Hi, that's me. I'm Gemma.
And Ben Kossman. Ben, how's it going?
I'm Ben. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's cold here in New York.
Didn't ask because I'm rude.
I don't really care how you're doing.
I don't care.
Sorry.
No, it's true.
I don't. It's cold here.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's a lot of snow.
You know where it's not cold?
Oh.
In Florida and Arizona.
That was a good transition.
We're pros here with the segues at Cut 4. That's all we do is segue all day. Not on the actual, segue.
I don't know about you.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, very, very difficult.
Have either of you ever been to spring training, either in Florida or in Arizona?
I have not.
I have also never been. Have you?
I have been in Florida. I've not been to Arizona, but I will say that it is a pretty spectacular experience. It's great to sort of be in the warm weather when it's cold up here and to see all these guys in these cold kind of, or in these smaller minor league type stadiums where it's close up and a lot of the younger guys, the prospects, it's exciting to watch them. I personally grew up a Red Sox fan, so it's cool to get down to Fort Myers, see them down there. But my question to you guys today, and I guess Ben, we'll start with you. Who would you say you would be most excited to see down in spring training? Which sort of young player or which returning vet would you most want to check out when you were down there?
Yeah, I'm from Rochester, New York, which has the AAA team for the Rochester Red Wings. AAA team for the Minnesota Twins. So I've always been fascinated by the Twins' sort of prospects, the people who come up through the system who I can see, in Rochester. So Byron Buxton is my number one because we've been waiting for him for
pretty sure he's everybody's number one.
Yeah, right. He's been, number one prospect for 2 years in a row. Last year was a bit of a lost year because he was injured.
Right.
But 2013 was good. We have hope this year. This is the most hope Twins fans have had in a few years since the end of the last decade. So I'm excited to see what Byron Buxton does. I don't think he'll start with the Major League team right out of camp. We'll see how spring training goes. But him, and then I'm also excited for his elder outfield counterpart, Torii Hunter, is back.
That's right.
He's 39 years old, or 39 years young, I should say. I'm pretty sure he has a son roughly Buxton's age.
Does he really?
I think
his son is 19 or 20?
Hunter Jr. is, or Torii Jr. is wide receiver or something for Notre Dame.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that.
And Buxton's 21, college age. So we'll see. I'm excited to see how that plays out. I'm excited to see if Torii Hunter, gives Byron any tips. Hopefully.
Are you emotional seeing Torii Hunter back?
I am. Hunter's prime with the Twins was before I really started paying attention to the sport, and particularly to the Twins, because the Red Wings, I don't think they switched until 03-ish. Mm-hmm. So it's been, Hunter was sort of, I just missed the peak of Hunter. But I'm excited to see him back, of course. He's Torii Hunter.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of people will be excited to wear their jerseys back to spring training and to the park. Speaking of Torii Hunter.
I'm going to miss Torii Hunter. I grew up a Tigers fan, so I actually have a Torii Hunter jersey that I can now no longer wear.
Gemma, I think you can still wear it.
I don't know. I don't know if I can still wear it. Because it's not like he was with the Tigers for that long. It's not,
The jersey, though, is the perfect investment for that kind of thing.
Right. It's not like, I would never. Also, I can't wear jerseys. I just can't. It's a personal preference. I don't like wearing jerseys.
You're just anti-wearing jersey?
I'm just anti-wearing jersey. Yeah.
Jersey. I'll wear it. I don't care.
I haven't worn a professional sports jersey in a long time.
Really?
It's hard.
Do both of you hate fun?
You have to have a certain physique.
Yes, you
it's
have
very
to
hard
look
oh,
a
no,
certain
you don't.
Way.
You
and
do.
The ones
you
for
do.
Girls are always weirdly cropped. I don't like that. I don't like it. And the dudes, it looks like I'm wearing pajamas.
I understand being uncomfortable in it.
Yeah.
But you gotta show your support.
That's what jerseys are for.
See, for me, I sort of view it as like as degrees. I buy a jersey for a guy who's maybe on like a 2-3 year contract, who may not be sticking around forever, but who I love, who I think is really fun. Whereas like a jersey is like me sort of pledging an oath to say this is my guy.
I watch the Mets, my National League team. I like Mets. I have a Johan Santana jersey and I'm very upset about it. What am I supposed to do with that now?
You can still wear it.
I like Johan. I'll take it.
Johan's great.
Yeah, but I can't wear it. Look, we built this entire park for you, and now you have this jersey and not this picture.
You got it. No, I disagree.
He's coming back.
I think you can wear that with pride and honor. Here's the thing. I think personally there's no dishonor in sort of having your career shortened due to injury. That's not your fault. There's something wrong with that. It may
sure.
be, you know, it may sure. be a little it's sad
like
to think
left.
About
because yeah.
he
there's
was
no,
so
there's no
good.
Disgrace. It does make me really sad. I should just, like, put it on my wall, I guess.
Well... Okay.
Also, it's a big jersey for me.
It's like...
It's a medium. It's a men's medium.
Oh, okay.
This is a blanket. Not,
yeah, yeah. I can make a quilt.
Petite.
Yes. Yeah. I'm very small.
Yes.
I need like a boy's medium.
See,
like
I wear them because I like it because it feels like I'm wearing like a sweatshirt and I'm just sort of sitting. Like I have a David Ortiz Red Sox jersey that I was wearing the other night to watch the Super Bowl. Even though I'm not really a Patriots fan, I just wanted to feel like support for somebody in the game. So I put that on and it was nice to be able to just be like, yay, sports. All right, let's do sports now.
Should have worn my Austin Jackson jersey is what I should have done.
That's what you should have done.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, Gemma, who are you most excited to see down in spring training?
I am really, really excited to see Steven Moya. He's a very young Tigers prospect. He's the MVP in the Eastern League last year, and he has a lot of power. He's supposed to be really great defensively. Didn't really watch him a lot minor league, just like read about him. But that's always been sort of a weak spot for us. I mean, not to say anything about Torrey Hunter, but he's older, so his defensive
fair, yeah.
power is sort of declined a little bit. It'll be nice to see some younger people out in the. I mean, he definitely will not make the team right out of spring training, but he'll be fun to watch to see how he'll develop.
Yeah, the Tigers are definitely a win now. So.
Yeah, they're definitely yeah, especially since our farm system is there's not a lot going on there that I can be totally thrilled about. But Steven Moya, I'll be interested to see how he holds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, and. They're just going to have such an interesting season. So, you know,
yeah.
It's cool to focus on for spring training somebody young who, you know, the most of the roster is pretty well set.
Right. And we also made that shift a little bit last year towards like speed, which we had not had for a while. So I want to know if we're going to keep moving in that direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cespedes will help you in the outfield too.
Cannot wait to see him hit
those throws.
Oh, that's gonna be great. That's
he's gonna light up spring training.
I should
too.
Get yeah,
that
yeah.
He's like built for spring training. Not to say that he's not for the regular season.
Oh
but
no!
Like
last year in spring training, Austin Jackson was like hitting 600 because it's spring training and just ridiculous things happen. And Cespedes is gonna
thing.
Hit like that.
That's the other
it's
thing
gonna be
fun.
Great. It's gonna be delightful.
Oh totally.
Yeah.
Just like watching guys rake for a month in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's like whatever. I don't like sure it's small sample size. Who cares?
Right. That's not the point.
No, the point is dingers.
Yes.
The point is crazy plays. But we haven't had baseball since October.
The point is like getting to sit in the actual grass and maybe catch a ball. Yeah,
yeah that's true. Yeah, there's all those like grassy areas and, and all that stuff. I love it down there. I think it's so cool down there. I mean, it's great in Arizona.
We should go.
So.
We should go.
You guys should go. Okay, so I'm going
down.
Can
you drive a stick shift?
No, I cannot drive a stick shift.
Cut for a road trip. Let's do it. Station the Wagon Queen Family Truckster. Let's do it. So I'm going to be there. I have a couple of the other members of the Cut 4 staff are also going to be there. Have you guys, either of you guys been to Florida at all?
I have been to Disney World as a child.
You've been to Disney World?
I've been to Orlando once.
Or Disney World?
No, Universal.
Oh, I was going to say you went to Orlando, didn't go to Disney World.
That's yeah.
A shame.
I don't know. I was too old. I was.
You're
there's
never
no
too
such
old.
Thing
what is
as
that?
Too old for Disney
too old?
World.
I was, it was my sophomore year of college.
It's fine.
I went a month ago.
If I go down, I will go to Harry Potter World and Disney
That's
World.
What I went for. I went for Harry Potter World.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And I got to go again to see the expansion.
So you were a fan?
Of Harry Potter World?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I was impressed.
Okay, so learn how to drive a stick shift in the next 2 weeks, and then you can come with me on a road trip down.
The great place to learn how to drive, New York City.
Yeah, it's especially a stick shift, especially when you have to stop all the time.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, is having a Cup 4 road trip where neither one knows how to drive a stick.
I know how to drive a stick.
Oh, you know
I
how
own
to
a
drive
stick.
Stick. Oh, I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I know how to drive a stick. You know how to drive a stick?
No, I don't know how to drive
Come
a stick.
Come on, you guys.
We are the worst.
No, I'm fully
Gemma's
okay
the official,
with...
like, chauffeur of Cup 4.
Going back to... Johan, though, has he... What were the last reports with him and a team? I know the Yankees were interested. Is he going to spring training?
I don't know if he's going.
Because he's a storyline I'm interested
in. People were interested. I believe he has another injury. Sadly. Yeah. So I don't know that it's going to happen.
I mean, that's sort of what I worry about with Buxton a little bit. It's not because he's necessarily injury prone, but it seems like he's just had this
streak. When we lost him and Miguel Sano last year.
Those are such freak injuries, though. It's tough to really get like a... You know, it's the same with Giancarlo. Like, he's coming back from injury. And
that's going to be so exciting.
He's going to be...
He's excited for
spring
Jose
training
Fernandez.
Is going to be exciting.
I mean,
yeah, Fernandez coming back in the middle of the season. There's so many exciting things to follow. So, on that note, I think this was a good conversation. I appreciate you guys giving me some advice for who to check out when we're down in Florida.
Yes.
For Gemma and Ben, I'm Dakota. Up next is the most interesting 2015 baseball storylines. So, be sure to stick around for that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks. You're listening to the MLB.com Cut 4 Cast. The MLB.com Cut 4 Forecast. Is it forecast? Forecast. You're listening to it.
Welcome back to the Cut 4 Cast. I'm Dakota Gardner. Now I'm joined by my boss, along with a fellow Cut 4 writer, Matt Monaghan.
How you doing? Good to be here.
And Ian, how are you?
I'm good. I mean, outside the studio maybe, but you're the host, so your show.
You're the boss. Yeah, you are now the boss.
I'm the boss. And on that note, I give myself a raise.
It only applies in the studio also.
Oh, great. Cool. So I can move my office in here. That's perfect. Good work. We've been here for a while. We're the longest tenured Cut 4
people. This is.
Yeah. So this is the senior circuit of the Cut 4 Cast.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about the most interesting 2015 baseball storylines. I know I'm excited for the season. I imagine you guys are also excited now that we're in the midst of the winter doldrums.
Yeah.
I enjoy baseball.
You enjoy baseball?
I'm looking forward to the return of baseball.
I've always enjoyed baseball my entire life.
Since birth.
Since birth, yeah. I've just, you know, really taken a liking to it. So now I am excited. So I'm very excited.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Well, then, Matt, while we're sticking on the topic of your birth, what are you most excited to see in 2015? Maybe, like, is there a team you're excited to follow?
I'm excited to see how the Padres do with their new outfield. Yeah. A lot of swag in that outfield. Will Myers, you know, he's got a lot of swag. No batting gloves. He's got a lot of power. He's got the bat flip. He's got the bat flip and the stomp that he showed off a couple years ago. Matt Kemp, I mean, Mr. Swag, right? Really cool, yeah. Really cool guy. Had a good second half last season, so excited to see what he brings to the table there. NL West is going to be, I think, a pretty good division.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal.
Yeah, yeah. The Dodgers are always tough, and the Giants, of course.
Who do you think has the most swag on the new look Padres?
The most swag?
Yeah. Would you say it's Kemp?
I mean, Kemp, yeah, he just, you know, you look at him and you think swag.
Yeah.
Mr.
Well, he's
cool.
Super Hollywood.
Yeah, very Hollywood.
But now he's not in Hollywood, so that, I guess my question to you is
does that change his swag?
Yeah. Is he Hollywood-based, or is he more like, you know, he brings that wherever he goes?
I think he brings it. And San Diego is kind of a, you know, it's got a lot of swagger, you know, Southern California, beaches, you know, it's fun.
Ron Burgundy,
yeah, he's got some swag. Yeah, I don't know. I've always thought Will Myers was
really
maybe yeah, just his whole kind of, you know, his hair, his doesn't care about it. He thinks he looks good, you know, whatever. And he's just
First of all, I'm gonna correct you. He does look good. So
right, but he doesn't care that he looks good. He doesn't care what other people think, you know. So. Yeah, I'm excited for that team, for the Padres, definitely. See what they can do. Great ballpark. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see.
Ian?
Matt Kemp dated a legitimate Rihanna,
right?
Celebrity. There aren't many guys
that
still.
Is true.
Now that Derek Jeter retired, there aren't many active players who can claim
that's a
that.
Good point.
True.
You know, he's still.
Verlander
has, yes.
Who else? Is that it?
There are not many.
Wow. So then, okay. Well, then if you're Matt Kemp. Are you concerned about that aspect of living in San Diego, or are you, like, thrilled?
Well, it's not like he moved, you know, to Milwaukee. He's still just a two-hour drive.
That's a really good point.
You know, off day, that's an easy trip to make. What, you know, a two-hour drive or a 20-minute helicopter ride? I mean, you're Matt Kemp.
Does he have a personal helicopter?
You know, I'm not privy to all of his transportation methods.
Okay.
But it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. You know, the story's been documented about the bubble machine,
right,
and his enjoyment of the occasional foam party. So who knows?
Well, let me ask you then, what other than Matt Kemp taking Hollywood South are you most excited to see in the season, Ian?
You know, I'm going to actually keep it in Hollywood, okay, and in the NL West. I can't wait for this Dodgers season. I think, you know, we all saw what they did last year. We all know how last season ended for them. And they've done nothing but double down. I mean, they brought in Kendrick. They brought in Jimmy Rollins. They signed Brandon McCarthy. Like, these are win-now moves. And there was already a lot of pressure on that team. So, you know, it could go one of two ways. They really, you know, if they have a great regular season, that's what was expected. Every time they lose two games in a row, it's going to be the sky is falling for them. So that's going to be a joy to watch. You know, Donnie Baseball hasn't had the easiest time managing them in the past. And it's only going to be harder now. So I really can't wait.
Vin Scully.
Yeah, you get always. Vin Scully.
Yes, you do get Vin Scully.
He's easy to be excited for every year.
Yeah.
Do you think Andrew Friedman is going to have like a specific effect on the team in this first year other than those player moves? Do you think that they'll be more sort of, not savvy, because they're just, I mean, they're so talented, but do you see that having any sort of an on-field effect outside of personnel?
You know, I think it could, but really that's still the manager's domain, so I don't know that you'll see too much of an effect from that. I wonder if, you know, you hear stories about that clubhouse, if he might be a little more aggressive in moving players around. Andre Ethier's still there. Mm-hmm. You know, there certainly are moves to be made in season for them. You know, they've already doubled down. I'm sure they won't hesitate to triple down come July if they need to. But I think you'll still see a similar team on the field, you know, from what you saw in past years.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you think that, okay, here's a better question. What do you think is going to be our big Puig storyline of the year? He's the center of the attention for that franchise, for better or worse, even though they have one of the greatest pitchers in the world, if not the greatest pitcher in the world right now. Do you think that Puig is going to, what do you think is going to be his big storyline this year? Is he like an MVP breakout year? Is it a slump year? Is he going to go to various different theme parks and pose with more minions? What is his deal this year?
Yeah, you know, I hope it's the theme park one.
For Cut Force sake.
Yeah. I think on the field he's going to be spectacular. I think he could be an MVP type player, like you said. You know, we saw him get benched in the postseason. I don't think that's going to happen during the year. I think he's going to be impossible to keep out of the lineup. You know, I think you may see him rein in a little bit. He's been here in the league for a couple of years now. I think he, you know, you talk about some of the transitions that players coming from other places have to go through, and probably no bigger transition out there than coming from Cuba to the U.S. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd have to think that having been here for a couple of years, having been around the block a little bit, you know, he may settle down. Not necessarily the enthusiasm on the field. I think that you'll always see. But just, you know, with a little more experience, I think he may be able to use that to his benefit.
And he's motivated, what, with his 10-year-old sort of troll artist.
Yes. Cardinals,
the Cardinals fan who's been making fun of him.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's gonna kill the Cardinals. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I mean, they're apparently his biggest rival. So
yes,
that's, you know, that made the news this week. Who do you think their biggest rival is?
Dodgers or Cardinals?
Who do you think the Dodgers' biggest? Do you think they're, like, the personnel, do you think they care more about the Cardinals since they've been eliminated by them, or do you think they feel strongly about the Giants? Because that's always there.
I think everybody likes to, you know, wants to beat the Cardinals because they're that team that's been good for a long time.
Well, they have that infrastructure, you know, where they're always just sort of good.
Yeah, always good.
Even though, I mean, but the Giants, you know, 3 World Series in 5 years, so.
Right, yeah.
I would think it's still probably the Giants as much as these on-field rivalries still exist. I mean, they play them, you know, more than any other team, or at least as much as any other team. That's the team that, you know, they're battling to make the postseason most years. I think those are always big games.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree. I think Giants, I mean, you know, they've always had tough games, you know, playing against each other. And I think, I mean, you know, as a, you know, growing up cheering for the Mets, I've always been the Cardinals as being a team we wanted to beat, and 06 was tough, and you know, it's always troubling thinking about the Cardinals coming to town. But yeah, I'd have to agree, Giants with Dodgers have to be rivals. So yeah,
who do you think wins the NL West?
I think Dodgers.
I think Dodgers take it too.
Yeah,
going out on a limb.
I do have to wonder though. I mean, Clayton Kershaw's been a historically great pitcher. You know, we've hardly ever seen this, a guy start his career in this way. And now after the postseason, it's all Bumgarner, Bumgarner, Bumgarner. And Bumgarner's been great, but he hasn't been Kershaw over, you know, extended period. I wonder if Kershaw hears that a little bit. And I don't know if you can pitch any better than he pitched at times.
Yeah.
But comparing their two postseasons, how those went, I wonder if Kershaw's got a little bit of extra, you know, motivation this year.
That's my, I have to feel like you, if you're an athlete, you have to be aware of that. Like, I know these guys always talk about, you know, oh, you know, I don't really read the media. And to a certain extent, I imagine that has to be true too. But also, like, there's no way that he didn't get hear all of the Bumgarner mania, right?
Right.
So, like, that would affect me. Would that affect you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to know what's going on. You know, you have to be reading stuff and watching TV.
Yeah. He got his own underwear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bum. I'm wearing them.
Okay. Yeah. He is actually right now. You guys can't see
it's
it.
It's the only thing I'm wearing right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. He's got
it looks like
pants real casual it's, in the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Try not to look
the clothing too. Optional yeah. Cut Forward podcast. I think Kershaw is going to have another unworldly year. I think he's going to be phenomenal. Yeah. And I think that you have to...
Cy Young?
Sure. I mean, you have MVP. To bet on the larger sample size, right?
Right.
So, like, given the end of the day, like, yeah, he...
There's good pitching in the NL, though. There's a lot of good, you know, Nationals yes. and the Mets. And, you know, there's a lot...
Sorry, the Mets, it's no laughing. That's a good rotation.
Oh, that is.
Yeah,
it is,
excited
yeah.
to see them.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very excited, yeah.
I personally...
Young pitching.
Really excited to see the Cubs. I True. Think... I'm not one of these people who thinks that they're going to win the World Series this year, but, like, there's such a wide variance of how this season could go for them. And any of it, I think, is expected. Like, they could make the postseason.
Right.
They could... lose a right. significant number of games. All of that to me seems possible, and that's what's so exciting right. about it is that they're like in transition.
Yeah, and Wrigley's
changed. Gonna be new.
Yeah.
You got Joe Maddon there, who's a you know a champion in his own right, not a World Series champion,
the Cup Four champion.
Yeah,
road trip champion.
RV champion.
RV champ. Yeah,
animal champion of the animals.
Penguins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that this is the year though for them? Not they're gonna win the World Series, but. Are they ready to be legitimate contenders? You know, I know they have Lester, but they're relying on a lot of young players. Or has the hype kind of exceeded where they are in that development cycle to this point?
I think next year. I think there'll be a lot of, like, and this is just my opinion, but I think there'll be a lot of promising development this year. I think, like, you'll see guys have breakout years for them. I think that next year is when it kind of coalesces. I think Lester's going to be great. Obviously, he's a great pitcher. I think we'll see Chris Bryant early on in the season for them. I think he'll debut with them, although I know that Theo is smart in terms of like how he wants to handle rookie deals and all that kind of stuff. But I don't see them necessarily contending for the postseason. I do see it being like good times on the north side. I think there's gonna be a lot of like I've been to a lot of games there, and it's the atmosphere there is so unique and strange and like very Chicago, and I think it's going to be much more festive this year than it has been in years past.
I mean, it's always good times for the north side, so
Wrigleyville is an experience. If you've never been, you have to go. Matt, have you been?
Cubby Bear. Yeah, I've been. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to 3 games 2 years ago and sat
bleachers.
Down the first baseline, first game, and I sat in the bleachers in the last game. And it was unbelievable.
Yeah,
yeah. Got a ball out in the bleachers, batting practice ball. Lucas Duda threw it to me. It was Mets Cubs. So he looked at me, pointed, threw it to me. I was like, Lucas.
You and the dude.
The dude. Yeah, yeah. So we have a special bond. I say hi to him when I go to games.
I'm sure he remembers.
No, it's not true.
Sure, yeah,
no,
sure.
He doesn't know who I am. No.
Not it's a
yet.
Close relationship.
Yeah.
You and the dude.
Me and the dude, yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. You've heard our first segment where we were talking about what we were most excited to see at spring training. You guys shared with me what you're most excited for in the upcoming season. Why don't you take all of that, and Ian, we'll start with you. Give me one tweet that you think this podcast... How would you, like, reduce this podcast down to one tweet?
I've reduced the podcast, the entirety.
The whole thing.
Can you do that? Reduce
me?
The entire podcast?
The whole thing Isn't down that into a tweet.
Sound 140 short characters. A little bit?
Yes, it's extremely short.
Jeez.
Okay.
That's tough.
I want to hear your thoughts, Ian.
Matt Kemp foam party on a helicopter. Is that a tweet?
That's like a tweet. Give me a hashtag with it.
Hashtag Southern California.
Yeah. All right, Mom.
Wow. Let's see.
San Diego Padres officially changed name to San Diego Swag.
Ooh, I like that.
Hashtag cut forecast.
Yeah, I like the cut forecast hashtag. That's good. Yeah, it's a positive hashtag to go
spread
with.
The word. You know, get it out there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
get the.
Gonna add that as a second.
Maybe
hashtag.
A little long. Yeah, you may have to split.
Is that too long?
It seems a little long.
With an image, it might be too long.
Oh, yeah, you gotta throw in a GIF.
You need an image?
You need
a GIF of who?
GIF of me.
How about Will Myers? A GIF of you. That's not happening.
I like the Will Myers GIF.
Yeah, Will Myers' hair. You know, that picture with his hair.
The rookie of the year and all that.
Yeah. That's. I think that'll work.
I think that's a good idea.
What is your tweet, Dakota?
Yeah, my tweet. Get ready for the Cubs coming in 2016. Hashtag Northside forever.
2016?
Yes.
That's okay. I'd retweet that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd favorite it. I wouldn't retweet it. I'd favorite it.
Wow.
Well, then you can get out of here. I only deal in retweets, my friend. Favorites, you favorite, you can get out of here. Doesn't help me.
I'll leave. I'll get out of here.
Good. I think we should all get out of here.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Cup Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner.
I'm Matt Monaghan.
Ian Kay.
And for Ben Kosman and Gemma Kaneko, thanks for listening and have a good day.